Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been caught in the middle? You mean like Lutherans, simul justus et peccator? The good I want to do, I'm not able to do, but the evil that I do not want to do, that I keep on doing. Well, some of you will soon be, because it's not a pastor, not a student anymore. A graduate is not completely a pastor, pretty much off school grounds. The book of Acts is actually caught in the middle. In the Gospels, we have the whole story of the life of Jesus. And in the epistles, we have Paul's and Peter's and other apostles' dissertations about what faith is all about. Book of Acts is a book of action, really caught in the middle. In the first chapter of Acts, Luke says, Theophilus, I wrote to you in my gospel, the first book, the things that Jesus began to do. And now in the book of Acts, we have the whole story. How the gospel, beginning with Jerusalem, went on into Rome, the secular capital of the world. And now we have Peter, again caught in the middle. A Jew by race, one who had seen the Lord face to face, walked with him all through his ministry, called and commissioned, even given the office of a king. But called to go even to the Gentiles. Of course, to the Jews he preached, Acts 2. And to them he convinced that Jesus is both Lord and Christ, the one whom you crucified. God made him Lord and Christ. To them he preached. In Acts 10, a sheet of animals, so-called unholy animals, come down from heaven in a trance situation for Peter and then eat. That's the command he receives from the Lord. Lord, I've never done this before. I'm really caught in the middle. And the answer is, what the Lord has sanctified, made holy, let Peter not say. It is unholy. Jews he knew. Gentiles, now he is supposed to know. To Gentiles, he needs to bring the gospel. Acts 2 has a complete summary of what the church was all about, the preaching of the church. We call this the kerygma. Scriptures were fulfilled. God's Son was incarnate in Jesus Christ. He went about doing good. He preached the kingdom. They put him to death. But God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses, not only in Jerusalem, but Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So we are caught in the middle. Without subscription to the confessions, without faithful understanding of Scripture, with the privilege to really taste and see the Lord is good, given to us in our confession and in a confessing community like this. But again, caught in the middle in a world that still does not know left from right. Well, years ago, there used to be a little place right across on Diman, which used to be called the Ekankar Temple. And if you keep up with the signs of the time, they were closed for a while. But now you know the same space is used for yoga practices. I mean, that's real. Walk a few blocks further by the Presbyterian Church, you will see the Vedanta Temple. Drive a few miles this way, you will see Hindu temple, and next to that a Mormon temple, and next to that an Islamic temple. In the Hindu temple, you have vegetarian buffet and all the meditation you want to do. We too, at 801 Diman, are caught in the middle. But what God has made holy, let none of us say unholy. He has brought people to us, amidst us, to our doorstep. We can look out at them through our window. We can drive past them, but they are there so that we, as Paul and Peter, would be a witness, a witness to the things that we have seen and tasted. Yes, the commission. Yes, the disciples, the ones who walked with the Lord all his life, knew what it was. And when he talked in parables, Jesus talked in parables to his disciples, he said, to you has been given the mystery of the kingdom. To those outside, it is in parables. Those of us who have received and privileged to receive the mystery of the kingdom, we are called to go and make witness of this great mystery. In Acts 10, if in Acts 2, Jesus was declared both Lord and Christ, in Acts 10:36, Peter was given the vision which says Jesus Christ is Lord of all, not just Jews, but Lord of all. And Ephesians says there is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of us all. And if this Father is not proclaimed, if this Lord is not made known to the world, how shall they then know about him and come to faith in this very one Savior of the world? Matthew 28 says, we have been given the power to witness. We've been called to witness. But Matthew 28, if you look at it, Jesus says, all authority has been given to me. The Lord himself. The Lord holds the authority. You know the Greek word for authority is exousia. And I looked this up, and Pilate, when Jesus was tried before him, Pilate said, don't you know I have the exousia to put to death or to release you? Exousia is freedom of choice, the right to act. In the kingdom of the right, the Lord, our King, holds that authority. He holds the authority, but we, in Acts 28, are given the power. And that's all we need, the dunamis. Dunamis works in a different way. It is strength, it is might, it is ability, it is capability, it is resources, and so many others. Ability, capability, resources, so that we may go out and proclaim the mighty acts of God, the dunamis of God to the rest of the world, so they too will know that Jesus is the Lord. And that is indeed the power that has been given to us, all the baptized and the church. For us, believers in the Lord, proclaiming his name is not only a matter of power, but ultimately it's a privilege. It is a privilege. We were not his own once, but he made us his own. We were not a people, but he made us his people, so that we may, by his power, bring others also to his household. It is such a privilege for us. Are we caught in the middle? Not really. If at all we are, it's for a good reason. Our Lord was caught in the middle. He hung on a tree between heaven and earth. He was God and man. He lived among humans who are sinful, but with no sin. He was tempted in all ways, but he did not give in or give up. And he won the battle. The battle is over. And we are free with power and privilege. God grant us, as he calls us and places us in different places, to be his witnesses. After all, that is what counts. Finally, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.